sitting here. Today I will talk about the current soil organic matter models, their advantages and disadvantages. I will then propose a conceptual model that includes experiments and how we integrated our models into an ecosystem model. Finally, I'll display some preliminary results of modeling measurable soil organic matter pools in crops. Generally speaking, we can generalize that current soil organic matter models, the process over there goes from plants that turn into residues that go into the soil organic matter. And this soil organic matter is usually divided into a few pools that are based on the turnover rate of carbon. However, these pools are conceptual pools, which means that there's no satisfactory method to take soil from the ground and measure how much of it is in the decades pool. However, you can sum up these pools, and the combined pools can be measured in soil samples. Modeling the sum of these pools fits well with measured data. For example, simulating soil organic matter pools using the EPIC model for 60 years showed that the simulation explained over 90% of the variation. So the current models can predict well the total carbon in the soil. However, the mechanism is based on pools that are not measurable, and therefore you cannot validate not the mechanisms or the internal processes inside. Furthermore, the initial values or the current values are unknown. We propose a new soil organic matter model that is based on the aggregate hierarchy concept and is divided into measurable soil pools. This enables us to validate the internal structure and mechanism and measure the initial and current pool sizes. Since the conceptual pool are divided into measurable pools, we have more data points for calibration and validation. Additionally, mechanistic models have the potential of being more robust and providing predictions of scenarios that are hard to manipulate in under field conditions. The disadvantages of this type of model is that the additional pools add many more transfer coefficients that need to be parametrized. And this is, of course, a lot of hard work. So I'll present my conceptual model, and we divide the soil into unaggregated soil and microaggregate soil. The microaggregates are important from the carbon dynamics, since carbon that is inside the microaggregates is protected from decomposition. And this unaggregated soil and microaggregates can be external or they can be within macroaggregates. And this gives us four different fractions. We have unaggregated soil, microaggregates, and unaggregated soil within macroaggregates, microaggregates within macroaggregates. From now on, I will refer to microaggregates as micro and macroaggregates as macro. Saves about 2 minutes of the presentation time. So this model, the formation of the macros in this model is by combining the unaggregated soil and the microsoil. The breakdown is controlled by soil properties, but also by tillage, since tillage physically breaks down the macroaggregates into unaggregated and into micros. And this is important, and we'll get back to it. I'll just mention that when I say that the controller is microbial activity, of course, microbial activity is controlled by temperature, moisture, oxygen, and so forth. Micros are formed only inside the macros and not outside. While the micros breakdown is both external and internal to the macros. This is important since the macro gates, the amount of macros, controls the amount of micros. We divided these fractions into three different soil organic matter forms: the particulate organic matter, the mineral associated organic matter, and the passive. I'll mention that I've heard a lot of lectures on mineralization, so this model also includes saturation processes of mineral-associated organic matter that are due to the finite mineralization sites that are available. We'll start with a simple context. We ran this model for incubation experiments, and we compared our results to published results of incubation experiments. We started the incubation with unaggregated soil. We added 2% of organic matter, of residues, and we simulated for 2 years. So the first thing is, in order to test the predictability of this model, we, for instance, use the amount of or the percent of macroaggregates, and we see that our model explains 93% of the variance in the system. And these are the results for an incubation experiment. And to walk you through a few of the results, I'll start by looking at the macroaggregates. The macros, in order to look at them, I look at the addition of the four fractions that are in the macros. And if we look at the amount of carbon inside the soil, we can see that macroaggregates increase till about 2 months, and then they decrease. And this supports the hypothesis that says that when there's when there's a lot of microbial activity, like when after we add organic matter to or organic residues to the system, we have high microbial activity and the macros formation dominates the dynamics. But when microbial activity decreases, then the breakdown of macros dominates this the dynamics. If we look at micros, then we see that the rate of increase coincides with the amount of macros. And we see that after an increase, there's a decrease. But if we look at micros, not at the amount of carbon in the micros, but the relative amount, the ratio of carbon in micros compared to total carbon in the soils, we see that it continues to increase throughout the 2 years. And this is not because more micros are created or formed, but rather because the decomposition rate over there is smaller than the other pools, where it's faster, so the relative proportion is higher. The two main conclusions from these results are that macros dynamics control micros dynamics, and that microaggregates persist for longer time inside the system. And this is important because we can manipulate the amount of macroaggregates through managerial soil plans, and by that we can increase the amount of macros, which increases the amount of micros, which causes more carbon to be protected, and we have a higher carbon sequestration. This is a proof of concept that shows that modeling measurable soil organic matter can predict well the soil organic matter models, and the internal structure and mechanisms can be validated by actual soil data. The next stage was to implement our model into an ecosystem model. We chose one of the leading biochemical models, the EPIC model, that has a lot of processes, and today I will talk about only the soil organic matter part of this model. As I said beforehand, we have the residues that go into the conceptual soil pools, and what I did is I replaced the conceptual pools with the measurable pools and all of the controllers that I explained beforehand. I'm still in the stage of calibration of the model, so I'll show you some preliminary results that will show a bit, at least the trend of one example. I took the EPIC model, I changed it to include or implemented my measurable soil organic matter model, and I ran this on a soy corn rotation in Nebraska. Here you can see the dynamics of the soil organic matter and the different fractions in the soil. And first thing that you notice, compared to the previous incubation experiment, the dynamics here are much slower. And this is because the incubation experiment, we took soil, we did it a lot of disturbance, we broke all the aggregates, we added the crop residue. Here it's more in a stable state, and the dynamics are much slower. Now, when we have tillage in the system, the first thing that you notice is there's a large reduction in macros. However, the total carbon is not changed automatically, and the other dynamics are not changed. But since there are less macros, less micros are present. Since there's less micros that are present, there's less carbon that is protected and more decomposition, and the total carbon is reduced. And this is an example of a model that has a mechanistic example and a process of why no-tillage system have higher carbon sequestration than tillage systems. To conclude, I'd like to say that models that include measurable soil fractions can predict soil organic matter dynamics, and we can validate both the mechanism and the internal processes of these dynamics. I'm still in the calibration part and the validation part. If anybody has any data on aggregate dynamics, I'd really appreciate if you'd contact me. I'm looking for more data to validate our model. I'd like to thank you for listening, and to the following people, for helping me out through this project, and for the Department of Energy for partial funding. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes, please.
So how did you deal with the passive pool? Did you use that in your model?
Yes, the passive pool does not change except between the fractions. So I reduced it because 8 colors is too much, 12 is certainly too much, but the passive pool is, I'm using the same dynamics or similar dynamics that what is in the EPIC model that is based on the Century model. There are changes because the transfer coefficients are divided where they're faster in unaggregated soil compared to microaggregated soil. But the overall dynamics are similar to the dynamics that are already modeled in EPIC. And the change is very minimal, at least for half a year. Any other questions? Thank you very much.